This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 4th, 2024. Amateur radio is proving critical in areas hard hit by Hurricane Helene. ARRL Sierra Harrop, W5DX, has more.
Over 200 people have been killed and many more are still missing. Widespread devastation has damaged the power grid and roads, and many residents are without cell phone service and other utilities. For several days, radio communications were the only means of passing information. Ham radio continues to play a significant role in the situation. North Carolina had the biggest impact. Hams there are serving with North Carolina Oxcom embedded with first responder communications personnel all over the state. Elsewhere, Winlink, which provides email over amateur radio, has been used heavily in the recovery, showing that modern technology integrates well with the amateur radio service. Significant stories of the response from individual hams are emerging, particularly from those who've created pop-up nets to pass health and welfare traffic. Using mountaintop repeaters that have robust power backups, HF frequencies, and Winlink, ham radio operators are putting their time, talents, and personal gear to good use. The local news media in affected areas has connected with several radio amateurs to highlight their work. For example, CBS 17 in Raleigh reported on Van Lee, KM4TC, who helped families trying to get information on loved ones. In Charlotte, Queen City News told the story of Dan Gittrow, K2DMG, who's been providing information to hams and current conditions to them, as well as passing along messages to loved ones. Countless other hams have stepped up by passing traffic and providing information. Amateur radio has been serving communities even before the storm hit. The Hurricane Watch Net, VoIP Hurricane Net, and WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, were all active as the storm churned towards Florida. In the 25 hours the nets were active, hams passed along over 100 surface reports that were used by forecasters to make more informed decisions about the storm. While commercial communications networks and utilities are increasingly more resilient, Hurricane Helene has demonstrated that amateur radio is a critical partner that works when all else fails. Sierra Harrop, W5DX, Newington.
Thanks, Sierra. ARRL will continue to provide you with updates, and if you have any information to share about amateur radio and its response to Helene, send it to news@arrl.org. The first weekend of October is when ARRL encourages local groups to hold the Simulated Emergency Test, or SET. Throughout September, ARRL shared materials about resilience through National Preparedness Month, and now as entire areas are washed away in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, the utility value of amateur radio is more necessary and visible than ever. When disaster strikes, infrastructure fails. As cellular data networks have gotten more robust, the need for a ready amateur radio service may seem to have diminished, and then we have situations like Sierra just told you about that are happening in North Carolina. Ham radio was the only functional tool for communication until cellular on wheels, trucks, and satellite internet terminals were deployed after several days of near total grid down. Radio amateurs have stepped up to serve, but they didn't rise to the occasion. They relied on their training. Rest assured, the success of these hams is passing critical information as well as health and welfare traffic just didn't happen. They were trained, experienced, and ready. One way hams can join the ranks of those prepared communicators is through the ARRL Simulated Emergency Test. The SET is ARRL's primary national emergency exercise and is designed to assess the skills and preparedness of amateur radio emergency service, ARES volunteers, as well as those affiliated with other organizations involved in emergency and disaster response. The SET encourages maximum participation by all radio amateurs, partner organizations, and national, state, and local officials who typically engage in emergency or disaster response. In addition to ARES volunteers, those active in the National Traffic System, NTS, Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, RACES, National Weather Service, NWS Skywarn, Community Emergency Response Team, CERT, and a variety of other allied groups and public service-oriented radio amateurs are needed to fulfill important roles in this nationwide exercise. You can't wait until amateur radio is necessary to start preparing. Getting ready starts well in advance. The set is a good opportunity to test equipment, modes, and skills under simulated emergency conditions and scenarios, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Radio amateurs can use the time to update a go kit for using during deployments and to ensure their home stations are operational capability perfect and in emergency or disaster. To get involved, contact your local ARRL Emergency Coordinator or Net Manager. An incredible amateur radio rescue story to tell you about this week, submitted by Don Gardner, W7PJ, ARRL Idaho Section Emergency Coordinator. On the evening of September 21st, 2024, Greg Owen, WX7Z, heard an amateur radio emergency call on the VHF frequency known as the National Simplex Calling Frequency, 146.52 MHz. Ed Clark, K7ELC, was calling to get medical help for a 51-year-old man who had rolled his four-wheeler. Mac Mashintosh, W7ENZ, found the accident and injured man near his property where there isn't any cell phone service. Mackintosh had given his handheld radio to Clark to make the call for help while he gave aid to the injured man. And the injuries were serious: head trauma, broken collarbone, broken ribs, and difficulty breathing. Owen called 911 to request help. An ambulance, Life Flight helicopter, and law enforcement were dispatched to the location, which was some 35 minutes outside of Ofino, Idaho. Meanwhile, Owen continued using the amateur radio to relay updates to the dispatcher. The injured man was transported to the hospital via the Life Flight helicopter and, at last report, was recovering. Gardner said that hams in Idaho support an old national program called the Wilderness Protocol, which encourages the use of the National Simplex Calling Frequency, 146.52 MHz. As amateur radio operators, we train to be available to help when help is needed. The more that ham radio operators listen to the radio, the more chance is there that someone will be listening to take you to an emergency call. There is something that has been used many times throughout this country, he said, and here in Idaho. And this is just a notable, incredible amateur radio rescue story to share. The ARRL Foundation is now accepting grant applications through October 31st of 2024. There is funding available to organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those with a focus on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. Youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation Grants Program accepts proposals three times a year, in February, June, and October. Awardees are notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. Recently, the ARRL Foundation provided funding for instructional materials to the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club, MARC, in Montgomery County, Maryland. MARC, led by David Byrne, W2LNX, and John O'Brien, K3LO, held a Radio Merit Badge program on Saturday, June 22, 2024, at the MARC Damascus Emergency Communications Team, DECT, Field Day site. The program provided scouts an opportunity to earn the Radio Merit Badge by completing requirements, which included conducting a QSO. There were three amateur radio HF stations and one VHF FM station on site and another HF station in the MARC Emergency Communications trailer. Members explained how the stations worked and mentored the scouts as they made the QSOs. A total of 58 scouts completed all requirements for the Radio Merit Badge. The ARRL Foundation carefully manages a portfolio of endowments in which donors have provided specific goals for their gifts, and that portfolio is invested and managed so it can continue to support those goals for many years to come. Additional information and a link to the grant application form can be found at www.arrl.org/amateur-radio-grants. Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, and Jamboree on the Internet, JOTAI, the largest scouting event in the world, takes place on the weekend of October 18th through the 20th, 2024. Youth amateur radio station WB4S will be active for the event in a big way. Ken Lyons, KN4MDJ, ARRL Southeastern Division Assistant Director for Radio Scouting and Trustee for WB4SA, said the club will host one of the largest sites in the country with up to 2,000 youth during the JOTA-JOTI weekend. The Boy Scout and Girl Scout programs covered by the Central Division of Florida Division II includes 30,000 scouts in nine counties. And you can read more about JOTA and JOTAI at ARRL.org. The Ascension Amateur Radio Club and the Thibodeau Amateur Radio Club in Louisiana will combine to showcase science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, and amateur radio to over 1,000 Girl Scouts at the Big Believe in Girls Expo at Nicholas State University in Thibodeau, Louisiana. The event and amateur radio station W5YL will be active October 12th from 1400 Zulu to 1930 Zulu on 14.290, 14.230 slow scan TV, and 18.125 megahertz, plus the digital mobile DMR talk group of 907. Girls grades K through 12 and adults are invited to attend. For more information, visit the Ascension Amateur Radio Club website. Craig Thompson, K9CT, is the featured presenter at the monthly Zoom meetup for the ARR All Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, known as CARP, on Tuesday, October 8th, 2024, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Thompson, who chairs the ARRL Contest Advisor Committee, will speak with students about the fun of amateur radio contesting and special opportunities for college and university radio clubs to compete. The lessons learned will be remembered for the rest of your life and will help you in other ways, said Thompson, an alumnus of Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois, where he was active with the school's amateur radio club, W9JWC. He most recently traveled to St. Paul Island as part of the CY9CD expedition team. College students and advisors will find a registration link for Tuesday's Zoom meeting on the ARRL CARP webpage at arrl.org. The Collegiate QSO Party, an event focused on amateur radio clubs at colleges and universities around the world, will be on the air October 5th, 2024, 0000 UTC, to October 6th, 2359 UTC. The event is open to all radio amateurs and provides an opportunity for clubs to demonstrate amateur radio to new members, engage with alumni, and promote activity throughout the college and university communities. The event's also an opportunity to support new radio amateurs as they get on the air for the first time. Many collegiate students have been recently licensed or are just getting to develop their interest in amateur radio. The Collegiate QSO Party event will give them a chance to make contacts with more than 24 collegiate clubs that have registered to participate, which helps support the growth of amateur radio. More information is available at the Collegiate QSO Party website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We hope you will join us at the 42nd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and General Meeting, October 25th through the 26th, in Tampa, Florida. The hotel is fine and suffered no issues from the recent hurricane. On Friday afternoon and most of Saturday, there will be plenty of presentations. Friday evening is a social and auction. Many interesting things have been auctioned in the past, from satellite cufflinks and memorabilia from days gone by. Last year, we even had two Oscar locators. That was how you found your up and down links prior to using computers. On Saturday evening is the AMSAT banquet. This year's keynote speaker will be F. Brent Abbott, NA7D, Chief Revenue Officer of Rogue Space Systems. Brent has quite a background in the satellite business. If you're not attending the symposium, you can purchase a ticket for the banquet only. If all of this is not enough, meeting other hams that you chat with on the satellites is always fun. Hope to see you there. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests. October 5th and 6th, it's the WARC Collegiate QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital there. October 5th and 6th as well, the Oceana DX Contest, that's Phone. October 5th, the 902 MHz and up Fall Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. October 5th and 6th, the Russian WW Digital Contest, that's Digital, of course. And October 5th and 6th, the IARU Region 1 UHF Microwaves Contest, CW Phone and Digital. A reminder that each week, ARRL's Maddie Weinberg, KB1EIB, helps produce a version of the ARRL letter to support members who are blind or have visual impairments. The ARRL letter is available in an accessible format posted weekly to the blindhamsgroup.io email group. The group is dedicated to discussions about amateur radio as it concerns blind hams, plus related topics, including ham radio and the use of adaptive technology. Thanks, Maddie. And finally this week, thanks to the Garden State Amateur Radio Club in Asbury Park, New Jersey, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 73.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.